Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Hi, my name is Christopher Makoto Yogi. I am from Hawaii, which is in the United States of America, and I am participating in the Berlinale Talent Forum. I'm a filmmaker, I'm a writer, I'm an artist from Hawaii, and I now live in New York City. I make work that decolonizes the image of Hawaii, my home. And this is a place whose stories have been told by outsiders for over 100 years now. So my work looks to subvert this and confront this and tell stories from the inside out. And by decolonization, I'm interested in exploring not only the images and the stories that have been erased, but also finding new methods of working that are inspired by the spirit and the land of my home. I've made shorts, experimental films, fiction, and documentary, and my first feature film, which is called August at Akiko's, premiered at Rotterdam last year in 2018, and will be released theatrically this year. Overall, my goals are just to continue to grow creatively with my team and to continue to make work that pushes cinema forward and is seen on the international stage. Well, being from Hawaii and making films about Hawaii, I really do see my work as in conversation with all of the unique cinematic work from around the globe. And yet, I just feel like there's so much more to learn. So learning about not only new voices, but new ways of working, new film grammars, new film architectures, new ways of seeing. This is the kind of stuff that really inspires me. And so to have this forum in which the best cinematic ideas and work from around the world, many of which I'm unaware of and not familiar with, a place where this work is shared is just such a huge opportunity for me for creative growth, and really one that does not come along that often for filmmakers. So I'm just super grateful and excited. You know, as a director, I often do see my job as creating a safe space in which mistakes can occur, in which happy mistakes can occur. And, you know, this takes just enormous trust. And it's a trust that's built up over many different projects, I think, especially with my team who I've been working with for many years at this point. And on my first feature, August at Akiko's, we actually embraced the opportunities for mistakes. So we would even go so far as we would provide obstacles to ourselves in order to find new ways of seeing. In one scene I can think of, we actually blindfolded our camera operators and had them shooting only by instinct alone. So they couldn't see through the camera, they couldn't pull focus correctly, they couldn't frame up maybe the perfect frame that they'd want to frame. But, you know, by putting that obstacle in place, we captured some just unexpectedly beautiful images, which were mistakes, but they were beautiful, and many of them made the film. And then I can also think of a mistake that I made on set, which led to a good outcome, and that was one of communication. And there's one scene at the end of the film where our talent has to perform a musical performance. And I just remember we were rushing against the clock. There were all these technical problems with the playback. And, you know, I just wasn't really present. And I didn't really give our talent really any good direction for the musical performance. In fact, the direction I gave was terrible. And I wasn't giving the talent the attention that I think he deserved. So when we called action and his performance began, it was completely different than what I expected or what I had written or what I wanted it to be. But in the end, it turned out to be more interesting and appropriate and beautiful than any direction that I could have ever given. And this song now serves as the end of the film, and I love this song. And so although it was a mistake on my part, and I probably should have given better direction, by not giving the direction, I think actually the scene came out better than it could have if I had given direction. So that's a mistake that ended as a happy mistake. I'm really just looking to all of the above. I'm just really excited to go to Berlin. It's my first time at the festival. It's my first time in the city. So I'm just really excited to meet people. I'm excited to learn. I'm going to be open. And I just want to be surrounded by the best cinematic voices and filmmakers from around the world. It's such an awesome opportunity, and I can't wait to go. Thanks.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.